Lord, we thank you for the new and living way you have opened for us. Amen. Thank you this morning we have such an access to you.
Amen.
We have the cleansing blood.
Amen.
We have the anointing spirit.
Amen.
We turn our heart to you again.
Amen.
We pray you will remove all the veils.
Amen.
You will grant us a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
Amen.
In the full knowledge of you.
Amen.
So we open our heart to you for your word.
Amen.
We pray you anoint your word and anoint every one of us.
Amen.
We pray in your own precious name.
Amen.
We have come to the book of 1 Corinthians this week.
这一周我们来到哥林多前书。
We probably will spend a number of months on this book.
我们可能在要来的几个月都会来学习哥林多前书。
2 months ago, we finished the book of Romans with a good part of a year.
大约两个月前我们花了大半年的时间来进入罗马书。
I remember last November when we started the book of Romans, at least with me, I believe with many saints, there was a real sense of anticipation and expectation.
我觉得我们从去年11月份进入罗马书以来，许多的圣徒心里面有许多的盼望，还有许多新鲜的学习。
Because we realize the book of Romans is sometimes called the fifth gospel.
我们知道罗马书有时候被人称为第五卷的福音书。
It is called the gospel of God.
也称为神的福音。
And we really enter into that book with much anticipation.
所以当然我们进入罗马书的时候，我们心里满了盼望。
But this time, as we come into the book of 1 Corinthians,
这一次我们来到哥林多前书。
At least let me speak for myself. I did not feel I have the same kind of enthusiasm.
我要告诉你们，我好像这一次没有那样的热忱呢。来
Maybe some of you do, but pardon me for saying that. I did not feel I have such enthusiasm.
也许你们有些人会，但是我好像没有和这个罗马书一样的热忱来到哥林多前书。
And actually, I consider this book in this way.
我愿意从这个角度来看哥林多前书。
First Corinthians is the second among the epistles.
我们知道哥林多前书是保罗的第二卷，是新约的第二卷书信。
It is as long as the first one.
也是和罗马书一样，也是16章圣经。
I don't know whether you ever consider this among the epistles. Romans, of course, is the first, and First Corinthians is the second.
当然，我们知道你，我不知道你想过没有，罗马书是第一卷书信，哥林多前书是第二卷书信。
Both are 16 chapters.
两卷书都是各16章。
But I don't know. This time, I didn't feel I have the kind of the same enthusiasm.
但是不知道为什么这次对哥林多前书呢，我没有像对罗马书那样的热情。
So, well, you see, that's the reason why I want to share with you this morning.
这也就是为什么今天早上我想和弟兄姊妹分享。
I hope by the end of my sharing, you find I am just as enthusiastic.
也许等我分享完了，我就和有同样的热情了，热忱了。
But anyway, I was just thinking about this is why. You know, maybe this is not just me. I think maybe this is more common among Christians or Bible students.
也许这是很多基督徒，甚至圣经学生啊，来有同样的感觉，就是来到哥林多前书啊，不如在罗马书那么热情。
Now, I was thinking, is it because the church in Corinth had many problems?
也许是不是因为哥林多的这个教会有许多的难处。
And not only the church in Corinth had many problems, but also Paul had prescribed a remedy for these problems.
不仅这个教会有许多难处，那保罗呢，因为这个教会很多难处啊，开出了药方。
And I know that sometimes we have heard that Christ is the remedy or Christ is the answer to all the problems that the church in Corinth had.
当然我们知道这个对于所有的这些问题，平常我们说基督是所有这些问题的解答，也是解决所有问题的这个答案。
So therefore you think because they have lots of problems and you know the answer, so therefore there is not a kind of expectation and enthusiasm.
所以你既然知道有问题，同时也知道有答案了，有解决办法了，所以也就没有那么多的热忱了。
So I thought to myself, maybe I should try to look at the background of Paul's relationship with the church in Corinth.
所以呢，我就想在预备的时候，我就想是不是要来看看这个保罗和哥林多他们这个背景和彼此之间的关系。
Now, actually, the record about the book of Corinth and about Paul's ministry is fairly clearly recorded in the book of Acts.
当然，我们知道在《使徒行传》里面。关于哥林多教会的背景和保罗和哥林多的关系有很清楚的记载。
I don't know whether you have ever considered it this way, but this time when I considered it this way, I found it was helpful.
我以前我不知道你怎么样，但是这一次我在重新去看这段历史的时候，我觉得非常有帮助。
You see, in the record, in the book of Acts, Paul in his ministry, there were three journeys.He made.
我们知道在《使徒行传》里面，保罗的执事，他记载了三个行程。
You might call his three missionary journeys.
或者说，你说他三个传扬福音的这个行程。
And the first one was actually exclusively limited in Asia Minor.
第一个行程主要是在小亚细亚一带。
And then, in his second journey, he still wanted to stay in Asia.
他在第二个行程的时候，他实际上也想还留在这整个亚，留在亚洲。
Asia Minor is a fairly large area, so Paul had burden to cover some of the areas that he did not cover in his first journey.
就是小亚细亚实际上是一个很大区域的地方，所以保罗实际上很想再把小亚细亚一带能够在他没有去过的地方再去传扬福音。
But it was very interesting that the leading of the Spirit of Paul.Was such.
当然这个圣灵对保在灵里带领保罗是有不同的带领。
Not only Paul led him there, it almost as if Paul cornered Paul to that west southwestern corner of the Asia Minor.
实际上，那灵把保罗带到这个小亚细亚的西南角的时候啊，还好像不是保罗刻意去做什么，乃是那灵好像把他。困在了那个西南角。
He ended up in the place called Troas.
所以他被困在了一个叫做特罗亚的地方。
And it was there that Paul heard the Macedonian call.
我们知道他在那里在异象中看见了马其顿的呼声。
Just briefly, that actually Troas is, you might say, the end, the western end of the Asia.
也许我们可以说，特罗亚就是整个亚洲的最西端。
Therefore, in order for the gospel to spread into Europe, he needs to cross over to Europe.
所以他如果想福音传到欧洲的话，保罗他们就必须越过那个海域。
And the first place is the province called Macedonia.
所以第一去的第一个省份就是马其顿这个省份。
So Paul heard the Macedonian call.
所以保罗听到了从马其顿来的呼召。
And he followed that call.
他们跟随了那个呼召。
Answered that call.
回应了那个呼召。
He went first over to Philippi.
他第一站去的就是腓立比。
And then later on, he went to Thessalonica.
所以后来他到了帖撒罗尼加。
Now, please notice, these two places are in the province of Macedonia.
请注意，这两个地方都是在马其顿这个省。
This is how the gospel first reached Europe.
这也是福音所达到的欧洲的头两站。
But under the circumstances at that time, Paul was not able to stay in Macedonia for long.
但是在一个行程里面，保罗并没有在这个马其顿这个省份待很久。
And so he went, somewhat south toward, the province of Achaia.
结果呢，他就继续往被逼着往南走，来到了亚该亚这一带。
First he went to Athens, which is the culture center of Greece.
当然，他来到了这个雅典，这就是希腊文化的中心。
But he did not stay there long.
他在那地方待了没有多久。
And in Acts chapter 18, he went to Corinth.
在《使徒行传》十八章，他来到了哥林多。
And Corinth is a city in the province of Achaia.
当然，哥林多是在亚该亚这个地区的一个城市。
But of course, it's also in Europe.
当然，这也是在欧洲地图上。
Now, when if you look at the record in Acts chapter 18.
你来到《使徒行传》十八章的时候，你可以看见。
Let me give you a kind of a brief sketch of his experience in Athens.
我把他在保罗在雅典的一些经历稍微给你介绍一下。
In Corinth, I'm sorry.
在哥林多的经历稍微介绍一下。
As his usual way, he went into the synagogues.
当然，照着保罗平常传福音的习惯，他先来到这个犹太人的会堂。
Because there were the Jews who were familiar with the Old Testament, and there were also those proselytes.
当然，地方来有这个会堂里有许多认识旧约的犹太人，也有信入犹太教的外邦人。
And there he started to speak Jesus.As the Christ.
那个时候，保罗就开始向他们传讲耶稣就是基督。
When he speak about Jesus as Christ,
当他传讲耶稣是基督的时候
，that roused the opposition from among the Jews.
但在犹太人中间就兴起了反对保罗的这个行动。
And it was very interesting at that time. Paul was, even though there were oppositions, Paul was still able to preach.Both to the Jews as well as to the Gentiles.
虽然如此，保罗还是能够向犹太人和外邦人传扬福音。
Even the ruler of the synagogue believed.
甚至那个管会堂的人都信了。
And the household.
他全家都信入了耶稣。
So there was some result of the gospel preaching.
福音在哥林多的传扬是有结果的。
But there was also some opposition.
当然当时 有很强的反对。
So Paul wasn't very sure what he should do.
保罗在那个时候 有些不太确定下一步该怎么走。
And it was in the vision at night, the Lord Jesus spoke to him.
在晚上的异象中主耶稣向保罗显现并向他说话。
The Lord told Paul saying, do not be afraid.
他告诉保罗说不要怕。
Keep on speaking.
继续传讲。
Don't be silent.
不要静默。
In other words, don't stop what you were saying.
换句话说就是不要停下你所传讲的。
Preach the gospel, Jesus is the Christ.
继续传讲福音，就是耶稣是基督。
The Lord told him, I'm with you, and no one will assail you to harm you.
主耶稣说，告诉他说，不要怕，我与你同在，不会有人伤害你。
The Lord went on to say, because I have many people in this city.
主告诉保罗说，在这个城里，因为有许多我的百姓。
Because of that, Paul stayed in Corinth for 1 year and 6 months.
因此，保罗在哥林多住了整整18个月。
And during that time, of course, he preached the gospel, and the church in Corinth started.
在这里，保罗不仅传讲福音，哥林多召会也因此被兴起来。
And you know. 18 months is a fairly long period in Paul's ministry.
你知道，在保罗的这个所有的这个他的执事里面，十八个月是很长的一段时间。
And that ended the second journey of Paul.
在那里，保罗结束了他第二次的行程。
Okay, now, I want to give you this chronology because it is very important to tell us what was Paul's outlook, his mindset concerning.The church in Corinth.
我给你这个保罗行程的时间表，就是要让你看到我们如何从哥林多前书啊来看保罗他这个他的执事。
Actually, up until this point, Paul probably spent the most time in Corinth among all the cities in Europe.
到这个时候，保罗是在哥林多可能待的时间是最久的一个地方。
Somebody told us, somebody wrote this, to say that was Corinth was probably the center of Paul's work in Europe.
有人甚至写到，保罗可能在欧洲工作的中心就是哥林多。
He spent a lot of time there.
他在那里花了很多的时间。
A lot of effort.
花了很大的力量。
Okay, now, then in his third journey.
在他第三次行程的时候
，Paul spent most of the time in Asia.
他保罗花了大部分时间是在在亚洲。
Actually, during that trip, Paul spent 3 years in Ephesus.
在第三次行程里面，保罗在以弗所花了3年的时间。
And during the end of that time, he wrote First. And Second Corinthians.
在以弗所的时候， 在在以弗所的时间靠近最后的时候，他写了哥林多前书和哥林多后书。
Now I want to tell you this because this you can find in the book of Acts.
啊，这个我告诉你，是因为在使徒行传里面，你很清楚的可以看到这些记载。
It can tell us that Paul's relationship with the church in Corinth.
这地方也告诉我们保罗和哥林多召会的关系。
You know, all right, let me digress a little bit. You know, among Paul's epistles, if you look at it in this way, it's a very interesting classification.
我再稍微解释一下，因为如果我们整体来看保罗的书信的时候，我们也许换一个角度来看，会很有意思。
I mean, this time when I come to the book of First Corinthians, I realized among Paul's epistles, he wrote most of his epistles to the churches in Europe.
这一次我在读《哥林多前书》的时候，我意识到保罗所有的书信里面，大部分的篇幅是写给在欧洲的众召会的。
Just think about it.
你好好想一想这个问题。
The book of Romans.
罗马书。
The book of First and Second Corinthians.
哥林多前后书。
And the book of First and Second Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前后书。
And Philippians.
腓立比书。
Six epistles he wrote to the churches in Europe.
六封书信是写给在欧洲的众召会。
Actually, the letters he wrote to the churches in Asia are only those to the Galatians, to Ephesians and Colossians.
他给亚洲众召会写的书信，就是只有加拉太书、以弗所书和哥罗西书。
What I want to point out to you is that Paul's burden concerning the churches in Europe is no less than his burden for the churches in Asia.
我想强调的是，保罗对欧洲众召会的负担，比在亚洲的负担一点都不小。
And of course, that is the result of the Macedonian call.
这也是从马其顿的呼声而来的负担。
And he spent, as I mentioned, 18 months in Corinth.
就像我讲过的，他在哥林多待了十八个月。
And he not only ministered there, labored there, but also he prayed much for them.
不仅在那地方他尽职，劳苦了许多，在那里他也祷告了很多。
Now, few years later,
几年以后，
when he wrote First Corinthians,
他写这个哥林多的前书的时候，
just think about it.
我们想一想，
this was a place of his labor.
这地方是他劳苦过的地方。
And this was the place that he had burdened very much.
这地方是他极其有负担的地方。
Now he wrote to them.
他在给他们写信。
Because he heard there are lots of problems.
因为他听到那地方产生了很多的问题。
Of course he wanted to write to help them.
当然他的写信目的是想帮助他们。
And he did have this unique answer and remedy.That he could prescribe to them.
那他有独一的，他还有手里有独，他里面有独一的医治和拯救的方法。
So therefore, that is the background of First Corinthians.
这是哥林多前书的背景。
Now, as I mentioned at the beginning, actually I've read First Corinthians many times before.
当然我以前读过哥林多前书许多遍。
But I wasn't.That enthusiastic.
我确实对他没有那么高的热情。
So I wondered why.
我就一直想为什么呢？
So I thought it was important for me to maybe get into a little bit as to what was Paul's outlook when he wrote First Corinthians.
这一次我就想特别看一看保罗对哥林多他到底是有一个什么样的观点和前瞻性来看。
Was he disappointed?
他到底对哥林多召会有没有失望呢？
Was he discouraged?
他到底有没有被这个被这个打岔呢？
And after he had spent so much time, spoken much to them with no doubt, and did he have any assurance his letter is going to help?
他虽然写了那么多话给哥林多召会，他我不知道他心里面有没有把握。能够真正的帮助哥林多人。
That is why I was thinking if we're going to spend a number of months on this book, what do we expect?
我同样的问题，我也在想，如果我们要花好几个月来学习格林多这个前书，我们有什么盼望？
Now, so let me tell you that recently I actually came to these two verses in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, the first two verses in that chapter.
最近我读到格林多前书第四章第一节和第二节。
And I must tell you, when I read those verses, something lit up in me.
当我读到这些话的时候，我里面亮起来了。
I sort of felt maybe this is the answer. What was Paul's outlook when he was writing this book?
或许这就是保罗在写《哥林多前后书》的时候，这是他对哥林多的观点。
So before we come to this first opening word, I mean this first chapter, the first 17 verses.
当我们来到这个《哥林多前书》一章一到十七节以前
，I want to read with you 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 1 and 2.
我想先读啊，林前第四章一到二节。
Now, I think to me, now this is what I want to spend the rest of my time. I want to explain to you how the Lord touched me, how I should approach this book.
我想借着这两处经节呢，给弟兄姊妹们交通。剩下的时间我都会集中在这地方，就是主如何摸到了我。
Let's read these two verses together.
我们来读四章一节和二节。
A man should account us in this way, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Here, furthermore, it is sought in stewards that one be found faithful. Yeah, it is very interesting that Paul used these two verses in the beginning of chapter 4.
在这个保罗在第四章用这两处经节开始，我觉得非常有意思。
He said, "A man should account us in this way."
他说到人应当把我们看作。
Actually, this word "account" means to measure.
这地方这个讲到看这个词，这地方是讲到是要测量、衡量一个人。
Actually, I did a little measure with you earlier about Paul's relationship with.Corinth.
我前面讲到保罗和哥林多人的关系的时候，我就已经开始给你们有一些衡量的话语。
So not only the Corinthians should measure it this way, all those who read the First Corinthians and Second Corinthians should measure Paul this way also.
不仅这个哥林多人当时应该是这样来这个判断和衡量保罗，今天我们在读哥林多前书的时候，也应该这样来看保罗。
How to measure him?
如何来来衡量保罗呢
？Measure him as the servant of God, a servant of Christ, and stewards of the mysteries of God.
我们应该把保罗是要看成是基督的执事和神奥秘的管家。
Actually, this word steward, in the original is oikonomos.
这个管家这个词在原文也是 oikonomos.
Oikonomos, actually this word is the word next to oikonomia.
这就是和 oikonomia, 就是神这个经纶那个词是同一个字。
So if you translate oikonomia to dispensation,
如果你把这个经纶这个词翻译成分次的
Then you should translate oikonomos to distributor.
那样的话就应该把这个管家翻译成分次丰富的那个人
，the one who distributes，
就是那一个分次把这个丰富给别人的人。
So what did he distribute？
那他到底分受了什么呢
？He distributed the mysteries of God。
他分受的，他所分次的是神的奥秘。
So let's measure it this way。
来，我们这样来看保罗。
During those 18 months。Paul was in Corinth.
那保罗在哥林多的十八个月期间
，I don't know how many meetings he had, how many conferences he had, how many times he spoke to the saints.
我也不知道他开了多少，他有了多少会，聚了多少会，多少特会，他和圣徒们到底说了多少话。
But measure it this way.
但是我们需要这样来看保罗。
How effective was his distribution of the mysteries of God?
他做神奥秘的这个分次的管家。到底有多有效
And not only that, he said in verse 2, here therefore it is sought in stewards that one be found faithful.
第二节他讲到说，在此所求于管家的是要他显为忠信。
So in other words, those times, those 18 months he spent in Corinth, the way to measure it is that he was a faithful steward of the mystery of God.
我们能看保罗这样来看他，只能从他是神奥秘管家，一个忠信的管家。
And we know that, well, of course, you know, these are terms that we are familiar with.
当然，这些词是我们所熟悉的一些词汇。
The mystery of Christ, the mystery of God is actually nothing other than Christ and the church.
当然，我们知道神的奥秘啊，就是讲到基督与教会。
And actually later on when we go through 1 Corinthians chapter 1, you will see when Paul speaks about speaking the same word with the same mind in one accord, it's speak the same burden, speak the same vision.
后面我们再进入哥林多第一章，你们都会看到他保罗是让哥林多人用同一的心思、同一的意见、同样的口来说同样的话，因为我们有同样的负担和同样的看见。
Actually, you know, dear brothers and sisters, I think that Paul, as the faithful stewards of the mystery of God, is he faithfully speak about Christ and the church.
保罗之所以是神奥秘的忠信的管家，就是因为他忠信的讲说基督与教会。
But actually, to be faithful speaking concerning the vision of Christ and the church is to bring out. Now, please notice this. I'm going to introduce this term. Is to bring out.The twofoldness of the truth.
他之所以我们这样来看他，就是他作为神奥秘忠信的管家，他所实行所做出来的，就是把真理的两面带出来。
You know, dear brothers and sisters, we have actually spoken about Christ and the church in many different ways.
当然，过去这些年，我们把基督与教会从很多的不同的方面、不同的方式表达出来。
Many saints have heard this and have spoken this, shared with others concerning we must have Christ as our life and experience the church as our living.
许许多多的圣徒都会说，都已经听过这话，并且经历这些话，就是基督做我们的生命，教会做我们的生活。
And actually, to really.Bring out this burden is to bring out the twofoldness of the truth.
把这样的负担带出来，就是把真理的两面性带出来。
And let me, actually this morning I wanted to quote from this hymn, 501, the Chinese is 382 And this hymn, actually if you look at from this point of view, really brings outThe twofoldness of the truth.
这首诗歌把这个真理的两面性啊，很清楚的向我们陈明出来。
Let me read this to you, O glorious Christ, Savior mine, Thou art truly radiance divine.
荣耀基督，亲爱救主，你是神的荣耀显著。
God infinite in eternity,
原是永远无限的神。
Yet man in time.Finite to be.
竟作时间有限的人。
O Christ, expression of God the Great.
荣耀基督，大神化身。
Inexhaustible, rich and sweet.
奥妙丰富，享受不尽。
God mingled with humanity, lives in me, my all to be.
圣中之圣，人中之人，在我灵里，做我福分。
Actually.This term, Christ and the Church, really brings out the twofoldness of the divine truth.
这地方这个基督与教会这个词，这个发表，完全把真理的两面性彰显出来。
It brings out the eternal and the temporal.
它把这个永远和短时间里的这些因素都带出来了。
It brings out the divine and the human.
他把神圣和属人这两面都带出来。
And when Paul spoke that one should measure that whether he was faithful or not,
保罗说你们这当这样来看我的时候。
And actually, in writing this book, he shows that he did bring out this twofoldness of the divine truth.
他让哥林多人这样看他，他是不是一个忠信的管家的时候，他把这真理的这两面都带出来了。
Actually, you know, the more I think about this, the more I realized over the years how much we have touched on these two sides, twofoldness of the divine truth.
当我在考量这件事的时候，我真的是感觉我们过去这些年把这真理的这两面。有讲过很多很多遍。
Now, I want to use the first portion or the beginning of this book to show you this.
我想用这哥林多前书的前半部分来向你陈明这真理的两面性。
You know, Paul in writing the beginning opening words of this letter,
保罗在这个哥林多前书开这个引言里面。
He brings out this point very, very clearly.
他把这个真理的两面性讲得非常清楚。
I must tell you, when I combine chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, and chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, I'm very clear in me that Paul was full of hope when he wrote this book.
保罗在这个哥林多四章一哥林多前书四章一到二节，我把这两节和一章一到二节放在一起的时候，我看见保罗是满了盼望的。
So now let us read the first two verses of chapter 1.
我们来读林前一章一到二节。
Paul called for the apostle of Christ Jesus.
基督耶稣使徒的保罗和弟兄所提尼写信给在哥林多神的召会，就是给在基督耶稣里被圣别蒙召的圣徒，同着所有在各处呼求我们主耶稣基督的之名的人。他是他们的，也是我们的。
Now, in these two verses, actually, Paul brought out two pairs of words.
这地方，这两节里面，保罗带出了两对的词组。
These two pairs of words actually show the twofoldness.
这地方这两对词组就把真理的两面性，启示出来。
One pair is called, you see, Paul, not only Paul was called, but also the Corinthian saints were called.
第一对就是蒙召的，首先是蒙召的。
Not only called, but called to call upon. You see, verse 2, call upon the name of the Lord.
第二个就是呼求主名。
Okay, that's one pair. We are called to call upon the name of the Lord.
第一对就是我们是蒙召的，蒙召出来呼求主名的人。
But then there's also another pair of words used in verse 2.
第二节他讲到另外一对词。
To those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, the called saints.
我们在基督耶稣里被圣别，并且成为圣徒。所以第二词组就是圣别和圣徒。
Let me turn it around to say saints and sanctified.
我把它调整过来，就是圣徒是被圣别的人。
Now, let me, the other day, actually, I was talking to some saints. I was asking them, I said, what do you think? What happened first? Are we called saints first and then sanctified? Which one comes first?
那一天我和一些圣徒们交通的时候，我就问，这个到底是哪个先哪个后？是我们先是圣徒，而后才被圣别呢？还是被圣别了，我们才成为圣徒呢？
And you know, there are some religious groups, I don't want to criticize others, but anyway, they have to, beatified or they sanctify, they call certain ones saints after they have lived a life which considered to be sanctified. Then they can be called the saints.
当然有些基督教的一些人啊，我不是批评他们，他们对一些人呢，他们叫丰盛，就是有一些基督徒呢，
宗教的团体，
宗教的团体，他们这个一生里面呢过了圣别的生活，所以到最后他们被封为圣人。
But I must tell you, among us, none of us are qualified to call a saint if that's the requirement.
如果那是这个标准和要求的话，那我们在座的圣徒们没有一个可能被称为圣，可以被称为圣徒。
But we are all called saints first.
但是我们都是被主先称为圣徒的。
And then we have been sanctified.
而后接下来我们才 被圣别。
You see, this is a marvelous twofoldness of the divine truth.
这地方我们真的看到这个神圣启示里面这个真理的两面性，
you know,
何等的奇妙。
Sometimes we have talked about this, and I want to point this out this morning. That is.In the divine truth, there is the positional matter and there is the dispositional matter.
这今天早上我要指出来，因为在神圣真理的启示里面，有地位上的一面，也有性情上的一面。
First, we are called saints.
首先，我们是被呼召出来的圣徒。
Positionally, we are all saints.
在地位上，我们都是圣徒了。
But if I ask you, are you sanctified?
但是我如果问你说你是圣徒，但是你有没有圣别？
You see, this is the reason why it's so important for us to see that the salvation God has prepared for us is a full salvation.
这也就让我们看到主给我们预备的救恩是何等的重要，是一个完整的救恩。
And it begins with the regeneration of our spirit.
当然首先是我们灵里的重生。
By believing in our heart, confessing with our mouth,
当我们心里相信，口里承认，我们就重生了。
We're saved.
我们就得救了。
We're regenerated in our spirit.
我们灵里就重生。
And that happened instantaneously.
那一个是立刻发生的。
But that only begins our lifelong salvation of our soul.
那只是我们一生之久魂生命救恩的开始。
Actually, that lifelong salvation of the soul is our experiencing this being sanctified every day.
我们的一生之久魂救恩的过程，就是让我们经历时时的日日的被圣别的这种生活。
To be regenerated in our spirit is a positional matter.
我们灵里的重生是一个地位的问题。
Brought us into the right place.
把我们带到正确的地方。
So that we can.Experience the daily salvation of our soul.
这样我们才能经历我们日日魂的得救。
You know, even this morning when we were remembering the Lord, thanking the Lord at the Lord's table meeting.
今天早上我们在主的桌子面前纪念主的时候。
When we remember that on the cross, on his side, when he was pierced, outflow the blood and the water.
我们纪念他在十字架上为我们裂开，从他的肋旁流出水和血来。
That is another twofoldness.Of the divine truth.
这也是神圣真理的两面的一个例子。
The blood is for the cleansing of our sinful deeds.
流出的血是为了洗净我们的罪。
And the water is to bring us into a new realm that can be deliver us out of the power of sin.
流出的水是要它有把我们从我们的这些后面的背景带到一个这个有它有这个能力。把我们带到一个得胜的生活。
That is why that the writer of that hymn, Rock of Ages, Clap for Me, is wrote such wonderful words.
这也是为什么这个写诗歌的人写到永久磐石为我开，这首诗歌是有那样的看见。
Because it brings out this twofoldness.
他把这真理的这两面都带出来了。
You see, Christ's redemption, Christ accomplished for us is not only to redeem us from our sinful deeds, but also to usher us into the saving of His life.
不仅把我们从罪恶里面拯救出来，还把我们带进他这样的圣别的这个性情里面。
To this, Paul was very clear.
保罗在这一方面非常清楚。
Therefore, when he wrote to the Corinthians, regardless what your present condition is,
他告诉哥林多人，他就很清楚地告诉他们，不管你现在的光景如何
，positionally you have been called saints.
地位上你是已经被呼召出来的圣徒。
Now you need to be sanctified in every situation.
你要继续往前，才能继续的。在每一个环境上，每一个光景上被圣别。
Actually, by seeing this view, by seeing this, Paul is full of hope, not only for the saints in Corinth, but in everywhere who can call on the name of the Lord.
看见这一个，保罗是满了盼望，不仅是对哥林多圣徒满了盼望，还是对所有在各处的呼求主名的圣徒。
You see, dear brothers and sisters, if we see this twofoldness of the truth, we are full of hope every day.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们看到这个真理的这两面，
Even recently, okay? Even recently when we were reviewing the book of Exodus.
最近我们在复习出埃及记的时候,
Actually, again, here you see the twofoldness. It's not only to come out, but into. Right?
You see,
our positionally, we've been out of Egypt.
地位上我们要离开埃及,
but dispositionally, we need to enjoy the good land.
性情上改变上我们需要享受美地。
And how do you enjoy the good land?
你怎么样享受美地呢?
Well, actually, this pair of words about called and call upon is another twofoldness.
Right? 这地方实际上被呼召蒙召的并且能呼求主名的人 就是也是两面。
Actually, the word church is a called out once.
这个召会这个词就是蒙召出来的人。
Ecclesia is the called out ones.
Ecclesia 就是 呼召蒙召出来的会众。
So positionally we're all called out.
地位上我们都是被呼召出来的。
But dispositionally we need to experience the salvation by calling upon the name of the Lord.
但是在性情上我们需要借着呼求主名来
So you see, dear brothers and sisters, it's so wonderful that Paul can write in just so simple words, in two simple verses, it can just show he is full of hope.
弟兄姊妹们,从两句简单的经节,保罗这样清楚,明了地告诉我们,他满了盼望。
He was the faithful stewards of the mystery of God.
他是一个忠信的 神的奥秘的管家。
You know, dear brothers and sisters, Christ and the church is a twofoldedness of the truth.
弟兄姊妹们, 基督与教会 也是真理的两面。
You know, sometimes we say that the Lord Jesus, he was infinite, eternal, and yet he become in time limited.
我们说的我们的主耶稣 他在永远里就是永远无限的神,但是在时间里,他却成为有限的人。Well,
of course, he lived a perfect human life so that he is the only one that was worthy to die on the cross for our sins.
我们的主耶稣当然在地上过了一个完全的,无瑕疵的为人的生活,只有他够资格为我们死在十字架上。But
that was only one side of the truth.
那只是真理的一面。
The other side of the truth is so that he can bring us life, that we can be living a life even today, in time, we can be connected to eternity.
另外一面,他就是为了让我们在今天就能活出一个生活,是连于永远的一个生活。
And I believe Paul, when he was in Ephesus writing the book of 1 Corinthians,
我相信他在以弗所写哥林多前书的时候,
he realized their situations,
他意识到他们的光景,
he realized their problems,
他清楚他们的问题和难处,
but he also realized what he has been faithful to.
他当然也更清楚他忠信的服侍的是什么,
that is to speak the truth, the mystery of God without any discount in its full measure.
忠信的来分赐神的奥秘。
Therefore, he was able to write as long as the book of Romans.
这也就是他为什么能够把罗马书写得有那么长的篇幅。
And he can write 1 Corinthians as long as Romans.
把哥林多这个前书也是写得和罗马书一样那样的长的篇幅。
You know, with this view, you will not say, well, you know, let's get out of these problems quickly in the book of 1 Corinthians.
从这些角度,这些观点我们再来看的时候,你就不会急着说,好了,赶紧离开哥林多前书,离开这些难处吧。
You know, it is really, dear brothers and sisters, I feel, I got somewhat enlightened within that I look forward to this book.
弟兄姊妹们,我真的是里面很被光照,就是我真的是盼望着我们花时间在哥林多前书。
Because in this book, the negative will bring out the positive.
在这卷书里面,那些消极的,确实能够把积极的一面带出来。
The enemy has not won.
仇敌没有得胜。
If you look at after Paul's ministry there, all his labor there, the situation there was not in shambles.
我们看到保罗在那地方看到那个情形并不是无可救药。
But rather, it is the most wonderful opportunity that Paul can bring out again this twofoldness of the divine truth.
主却给了保罗一个机会，能够把真理这两面能够完整的带出来。
And I believe as we go through this book, we will find, then we will realize actually many things the Lord has touched us, has spoken to us in the past. I think it will bring out much more meaning because of this.
我相信在我们进入这卷书的时候，我相信主在过去的年日里面向我们的说话，在我们的经历里会把我们再带到另外一个高度。
Actually, I was quite encouraged by this.
我实际上因此我得着很大的鼓励。
I recently read something about written by somebody.
最近我读了一点别人写的东西。
Actually, this person, I did have some. Now he is not among us. He's in the Christian circles in this country.
这写这个东西、写这个文章的这一位不在我们中间，是在基督、在一些公会团体里面。
Actually, I had some notes about him some years ago that he said a lot of things, criticizing the churches.
我由他过去一些年过去在一些的文章是批评主恢复的。
And recently I read something about he, after several years studying what was shared among us.
最近我读的文章就是他研究了主恢复，研究几年以后总结出来的文章。
Now, this is the point he said.
这地方他有一个很重要的点。
This is his conclusion.
他的结论就是。
He said the local church people, you know, I mean, that's the term he used. The local church people are very clear about one thing.That is the twofoldness of the divine truth.
他里面写到说那些地方召会的人，他当然是他称呼我们，他们有一点是很清楚的，就是他们对真理的两面性非常清楚。
So I thought to myself, am I?
我就问我自己说，我清楚吗？
And in fact, I think by coming to the book of 1 Corinthians was a very good reminder.
来到哥林多前书应该是对我来说是一个很好的提醒。
If I wasn't as enthusiastic as I first came into Romans like Romans last year,
如果我来到哥林多前书没有对罗马书以前那样的热忱的话
maybe I haven't appreciated this point as much.
也许我还没有真正对这个真理的两面性这个提醒有那么高的珍赏。
So I feel that this is a wonderful opportunity first come to this book.
我觉得来到哥林多前书是一个很好的机会。
At least let me testify to you, I found that by look at this book from the viewpoint of the twofoldness of the divine truth.
我要给你告诉弟兄姊妹们，从真理的两面性来看哥林多前书的时候，
I'm looking forward very much to enter into this book.
我对这个读这卷书，重新读这卷书有满了盼望。
And I hope this book will open up a lot more to us as we think we already know.
我盼望这卷书向我们启示更多我们以前没有看到过或者我们认为自己知道的地方。
I think utterance to describe this twofoldness is still not so easy, but I think we need to practice.
我知道这个描述这个真理的两面性，有时候这个发表上不太容易，但是盼望我们一起来操练。
So don't think that we know this book very well already.
不要觉得我们已经对哥林多前书已经认识得很透彻了。
I hope by spending more time and really look to the Lord to open His Word to us more, we will enter more into the burden what the Spirit will speak to the church.
我盼望当我们进入这卷书的时候，我们仰望主，我们盼望我们都能听到那灵对他的召会的说话。
Amen.
Amen.
So today we are very happy. I think maybe we should introduce. We have some visitors here from Taiwan who are on their way to Brazil, and we're so happy. Maybe we should at least introduce them by name.And then we'll all be staying together, and afterwards we can have some sharing. But I don't know whether Ed, you have some announcement you want to?
No.
Okay, you want to make some announcement, do some introduction, and then we can have some sharing. Okay.
Yeah. 那么在我们这个今天聚会不分开了，我们留在一起，一会儿弟兄姊妹分享。我们先一点报告，完了以后呢，我们要介绍一下弟兄姊妹们。有一些弟兄姊妹们从台湾来，他们在往巴西去的路上，要去参加要来的秋季通工长老和负责弟兄训练。我们盼望这个让他们有些介绍。
Well, first of all, we'd like to introduce all those who are here for the first time. Maybe we can start with the brothers and sisters from Taiwan. Maybe you can stand up and give us your name. Amen. Maybe you can give us your name and the locality that you are from.
你的名字和来的召会。我是萧宏志弟兄，来自台湾中部云林斗六召会。
He's from the church in 斗六。
Amen.
我是张天雄，我来自台湾。 台北市召会第十四会所
Brother Zhang from the church in Taipei Hall 14
Amen. Amen. Maybe we'll save our greetings till the end of it.
我叫杨守明弟兄，是台湾台中市召会第五大区。Brother
Yang from the church in Taichung.
Amen.
Liu Yongjiang from Taiwan, Taichung City, and number 14.
Mm-hmm. 江弟兄, 台中召会了。我的王海宝弟兄，来自南投市召会。 我的 Wang from 南投。
Amen.
Church in 南投。
You brothers can sit down so that we can see. Yeah.
南投教会光宗明珠姊妹。Amen.
On the same locality, the wife of the brother.
Amen.
我是陈赖美文姊妹，来自因为我在两个地方，回到台中就在台中十四大区德隆区小区聚会，那台北呢就是在十九会所聚会。
Sister Wang, he goes to
台北台中。阿门。我是廖李美珍姊妹，来自台湾南投市召会。阿门。Sister
Liao from 南投 also。阿门。阿门。我是池秋秀珍姊妹，来自台湾台北市召会三十四会所。阿门。Sister Shi from Taipei。
阿门。我是来自台中林丽儿姊妹。阿门。
Celine from the Taichung, the church in Taichung.
我是彭菲菲姊妹，来自台北市召会三十九会所。
Sister Pong from Taipei, the church in Taipei.
我是沈关静霞姊妹，来自台北十六会所。
Also from Taipei, Sister Shen.
弟兄姊妹好，我是林弟兄林文明弟兄，来自台北市第十会所。
Amen.
就是政治国立政治大学的地方。
郭台孙弟兄来自台北市召会三十五会所。Amen.
And do we have any other guests who are here for the first time or visiting from other churches? Please stand up and introduce yourself. Amen.
Hello,
she wants to be baptized today. Amen.
My brother is a exchanger.
daughter in Stony Brook. Oh. And his wife got to want to get baptized
today. Amen.
Ah, 大家好，我叫邢作英，来自西安大陆，来自大陆西安，来美国旅游，今天有机会来这里聆听，非常高兴，谢谢大家。
He's visiting and traveling from Xi An.
Amen. Anyone else? Uh-huh. Amen.
大家好，我叫杨成，来自重庆，现在在深圳大学读 finance。谢谢大家。
From China, 重庆 ，she's in studying in St. John's.
Amen.
大家好，我也来自深圳，在深圳读 risk management.
She's also from studying in St. John's, studying management.
Amen.
大家好，我叫邓文慧，我也是 St. John's 的同学，跟他们互相认识。
She's also a St. John's student.
Amen. Amen. Welcome. Wow, very good. Oh, amen. Amen.
感谢主，我是洛英丽姊妹的妹妹，叫洛文丽。从洛杉矶 Alhambra 会所来出差到纽约，今天晚上回去，感谢主。
She is Sister Lo from Los Angeles, Alhambra. She's here visiting, we'll go back.
大家好，我叫胡子英，从大陆湖南省来。
You want to speak in Chinese and
Chinese? 前天得救了，还没受戒。
You sure? Thank you for us.
She's from Hunan.
Yeah.
I think Good morning, everyone. My name is Suzette Henriquez, and I'm from Jamaica, Kingston, Jamaica, West Indies.
Amen.
Anything else? Kingston, Jamaica. Kingston, Jamaica. She's. Okay. 她是从的 Kingston, Jamaica, 牙买加来的。
Anyone else?Originally, I did not plan to say anything.
原来不想不准备讲的。
But a number of brothers asked me to say something in Chinese because
有些弟兄叫我用中文讲。
Because not only we have all these guests from Taiwan, they are all Chinese speaking. We also this morning we also have a lot of saints from Flushing. They also Chinese speaking.
因为不但是有。从台湾来访的圣徒们，他们说中文，还有这个在法拉盛很多弟兄姊妹来，他们也是用中文。
So just to satisfy what they want, so I just very briefly say a few words.
所以因为他们的缘故，我就简单的说几句。
今天早上一开始朱弟兄他说我们现在要开始读那个哥林多书。他觉得并不，他好像不那么兴奋。
朱弟兄，Brother James mentioned that now we're getting into the book of Corinthians. He is not as enthusiastic as when we were in the book of Romans.
那他刚刚已经解释为什么他不是那么这个兴奋。
He already explained earlier why he had that feeling.
那我就是简单的解释一下，为什么我也不大兴奋呢
？Now I want to explain also why I'm not so excited also.
为什么我不兴奋呢
？Why？
那就是因为这本书里面有太多消极的东西在那里。
Because there are many negative things covered in this book.
到处都是问题。
There are so many problems.
他又是他们彼此之间又是争闹啊，又犯罪啊，各种太不像话了。
They were fighting with one another. They were sinful things.
但是呢， 我觉得我们中间没有这个难处，这个好像并不大需要。
I feel we don't have such situation here, and we don't need it.
Yes, in the 对不起，这个就是在2000年那个时候，我们这里是有很多的问题。
In the year of 2000, we had some problems here.
那个时候啊，我们有五个非常这个非常消极的、非常捣乱的，有五个团体在纽约教会这里。
At that time, we had five groups. They were causing problems, troubles.
但是呢，都是主做工。很短的时间之内，那五个团体啊，通通都被主挪去了。
But the Lord did something, and all five groups left.
我们弟兄们并没有做什么，我们所做的光是祷告。
We brothers didn't do anything, we just pray.
那么主真的是很听祷告，很快，没有多久，那五个团体通通都跑掉了。
The Lord really answered our prayer. In a very short time, all the five groups left.
从那个时候到现在也已经时间也不少了，多少15年了，多少年了。
From that time until now, it has been already 15 years.
我们觉得现在好像这里是非常太平，这个感谢赞美主。
We thank the Lord has been very peaceful here.
所以就好像啊，不需要有多读这个哥林多书。
It seems that we don't need to read the First Corinthians so much.
但是今天早上当朱弟兄提到这个真理的两面这一件事，就提醒我这卷书是非常的重要。
When Brother James mentioned concerning this matter of twofolded truth, then I realized this book is very important.
因为在神的、在主的这个工作里面，在他要做的事情里面，他通通都是两面。
Because in the work of the law, it always has this twofoldedness.
在圣经里面有很多这两面的这个真理。
In the entire Bible, there are many truths. They all mention concerning this twofoldedness.
因为我们的神不是一个简单的神。
Because our God is not a simple God.
他是一个很复杂的神。
He is complicated.
或者说，他是一个非常丰富的神。
Or we can say he is a very rich God.
如果但是我们人呢，因着亚当的堕落，我们里面有这种惰性。
But because of the fall of Adam, we have these fallen things within us.
希望事情越简单越好。
We try to make things simplified.
但是如果我们真正要生命长进，真理上清楚，你要注意这个真理的两面。
If we want to grow in life and to be clear concerning the truth, then we need to pay attention to this twofoldedness of the truth.
我举一两个简单的这个例子来说明一下。
I give you a few examples to explain this.
比方说，圣经里告诉我们很清楚，我们的主耶稣，他复活以后，他现在又在天上，又住在我们里面。
For example, Christ, our Lord, after his resurrection, he is both in the heavens and also in us.
那我们一听了头上了，那到底他在天上还是在我里面？
We may feel troubled because is he in the heavens or is he in us?
两个都是。
Yes. Both are true.
两个都需要。
And we need both.
两个都要认识。
We need to know both.
两个都要经历。
We need to experience both also.
还有在很多的真理里面，比方说有的真理，它一方面它是有这个。客观的真理，我们需要懂，我们需要知道这些真理。
In the Bible also there are the object truths we need to know.
那很多人，很多基督徒，很多事，包括我们自己说，这些真理我都听过了，我甚至我也会讲这些真理了，那就够了。
We may feel some of the truths we already learned. That's good enough. I know it already.
但是在你弟兄跟你弟兄的知识里面，他们绝不停在这里。你不要以为你懂得真理了，呀。
But in the ministry, ministry of Brother Ni and Brother Lee, they didn't stop here. 所以 don't think that you know it already.
所以他们非常注重我们听到了真理以后怎么来经历这些真理，怎么 来用这些真理。
So they pay much attention after we know the truth, how we experience.
换句话说，当我们认识了真理，懂得真理以后，怎么来主观的经历这些真理。
So after we know objectively, how do we experience them subjectively?
这个就是刚刚朱经提到的真理的两面。
This is what Brother James just mentioned concerning the twofoldness of the truth.
那么这本书里面很多就是讲这个两面的。
So in the book of Corinthians, there are many places mentioned concerning this twofoldness.
OK, 那现在我就最简单的讲一下，但是你们要把这个应用到两面的真理里面去。
So I say something very simple, but we all need to apply this to experience it.
我最简单的讲就是这本书啊，这个它里面有很多很多的问题，但是呢，今天我们不要太注意那些问题啊，我们要注意什么？要注意基督。
So in this book there are many problems.But we should not pay attention to the problems, but we should pay attention to Christ.
在这本书里虽然有很多消极的事情，而且显示不像话的事情，但是呢，在这本书里面最少有讲基督的各方面，最少有二十方面。
There are many negative things, terrible things in this book, but there are matters concerning Christ in 20 aspects.
当我们认识了享受到了 把基督这二十方面我们通通变成我们的经历了，那在这本书里面所有消极的东西也就通通都消掉了。
When we have the subject experience and we enjoy Christ in all these 20 aspects, then all the problems will be gone.